This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers raise issues of public importance at the House of Representatives meeting. Government continues diplomatic efforts for the safe release of Bipin Joshi. Foreign Minister Dr. Arjurana Deoba calls her Iranian counterpart for initiatives. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli discusses with chief ministers from all seven provinces regarding the progress in development projects, and judge pauses U.S. President Donald Trump's order to put USAID employees on administrative leave. Now, the news in detail. Lawmakers at the House of Representatives meeting yesterday discussed key legislative matters, local issues and pressing political demands. The chairman of the Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare Committee, Abdul Khan, presented the committee report on the Electronic Trade Bill 2024 in the House. Khan highlighted that with the growing popularity of electronic trade in Nepal, particularly in sectors like job creation, supply of goods and export promotion, and said it was essential to regulate its market. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, presented the Legislative Arrangement Bill 2024, urging the House to pass the proposal. Minister Chaurasia highlighted that the bill, which originated in the National Assembly, aims to streamline the legislative process, making it more transparent and efficient. Lawmaker Poona Bahadur Gharti voiced strong support, stating that the bill would play a pivotal role in establishing the rule of law and ensuring that the lawmaking process is more transparent. Lawmaker Achyut Prasad Mainali expressed his confidence that this legislation would end the practice of laws being made to serve the interest of select groups or individuals. During the zero hour, a political debate unfolded, with Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmakers calling for lifting the suspension of their president, Ravi Lamisani, from the Member of Parliament. Lawmaker Dol Prasad Arial said Lamisani was being politically targeted and framed in cases regarding cooperatives. He demanded that the Speaker immediately reinstate Lamisani's position while he remains out of jail. Meanwhile, other lawmakers voiced concerns about issues in their constituencies, including health services and infrastructure. The House will meet again at 1 p.m. on Sunday. The government has continued its diplomatic efforts for the safe release of a Nepali student, Bipin Joshi, who is believed to be held captive by Hamas. In this connection, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Deoba spoke with her Iranian counterpart Abbas Agarchi by telephone on Thursday, urging him to take the initiative for Joshi's release. Foreign Minister's private secretariat said on the occasion that the Iranian foreign minister assured him that he would prioritize Joshi's release in his upcoming meeting with Hamas officials. Hamas has started releasing people under its captivity after the ceasefire with the Israeli government. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has committed to completing the development projects in the stipulated time frame. Writing on his Facebook, the Prime Minister mentioned that he held discussions with the chief ministers from all seven provinces regarding the progress of the development projects. The head of the government also shared that 30 billion rupees have been paid to the construction entrepreneurs. Meanwhile, the progress of national pride projects envisaged and initiated by the government for effective public service delivery and to boost economic growth has not been satisfactory. Of the total 66 billion rupees allocated for 19 of the 27 national pride projects for the current fiscal year, only 17 billion rupees have been spent as of 6 months of the current fiscal year. The Ministry of Finance said this is 25.70% of the total budget. The Langtang National Park has called for all-party cooperation to control the fire that has spread at an altitude of 3,832 meters above sea level. The appeal for cooperation has been made after a fire broke out in the forest of Dupcheswar Rural Municipality 1, Multhala area of Nuwakot district, which is in the lower region of the park, went out of control on February 4th. Senior conservation officer of the park, Syam Kumar Shah, said that it was difficult to control the fire only from the efforts of the Nepali army deployed for the protection of the park and park staff. A prolonged winter drought has sparked off an annual wildfire season with multiple fires reported across the country, including around Kathmandu Valley. The construction of the Asian Highway, which has been moved forward with the main objective of connecting Asian countries through road networks, has started gaining momentum. The 120-kilometer road from Kakadbitta to Laukahi under Asian Highway No. 2 was supposed to be upgraded, but the upgrading works are being carried out only on 95.76 kilometers of the road currently under contract. The Asian Highway starts from Bangkok in Thailand and passes through Myanmar, Bangladesh and India to Karachi in Pakistan via Delhi in India and along the East-West Highway via Kakadbitta in Nepal. The construction of the road started in January last year with the financial assistance of the Asian Development Bank with a plan to complete the construction within 3 years. The project is estimated to cost $300 million. A total of 48 bridges and 10 overpasses, both small and big, will be constructed within the 95.76-kilometer stretch of the Asian Highway. The 16th meeting of the Medical Education Commission has decided to provide resident doctors at private medical colleges with a living allowance similar to those in government medical institutions. The meeting, presided over by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, decided to this effect, followed by extensive discussions and recommendations, including in reports from the relevant parties. With this decision, the resident doctors at private medical colleges will now receive a monthly allowance of 48,700 rupees equal to that of their government counterparts. The Ministry of Finance has informed that the country received 763.08 billion rupees in remittance in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. Releasing the midterm review report of the current fiscal year on Thursday, the Ministry of Finance stated that remittance inflows increased 4.1% in the review period compared to the same period of the last year. However, the remittance inflows had increased by 22.2% in the same period of the last year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Stakeholders have stressed the need for state's active engagement in promoting reading culture and sustainably preserving the libraries. At a program organized in Kathmandu on the occasion of the 21st Annual General Meeting of the Kathmandu Valley Public Library Society yesterday, the speakers underlined the need for engagement of the state at multiple levels for the protection and management of libraries and promotion of readership culture. On the occasion, the Deputy Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Sunita Dongol, pledged to extend necessary cooperation for the protection, management and promotion of libraries as the foundation for building a studious society. On the occasion, lawmaker Santosh Pariyar underscored the spectacular role of the state in developing libraries as study culture centres. Now on to some international news updates. A federal judge on Friday said he would temporarily pause the Trump administration's plan to place thousands of workers at the U.S. Agency for International Development on administrative leave. About 2,200 USAID employees were said to be placed on leave from Friday night as part of U.S. President Donald Trump's efforts to shut down the independent government agency. Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee, delivered the ruling after hearing arguments from the Trump administration and two groups representing federal workers in the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. USAID, which is the government's U.S. government's main overseas development arm, employs about 10,000 people, two-thirds of whom work overseas. Trump has argued that USAID is not a valuable use of taxpayer money. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of the westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 4 to 6 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 23 to 25 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radiant Pal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Lawmakers raise issues of public importance at House of Representatives meeting. Government continues diplomatic efforts for safe release of Bipin Joshi. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba calls for Iranian counterpart for initiatives. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli discusses with chief ministers from all 7 provinces regarding the progress in development projects. And U.S. judge pauses President Donald Trump's order to put USAID employees on administrative leave. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.